Welcome back to Sports Day. This is Sports Day where it's Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals and Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's Red Energy. Each and every year we have to do this scoop, and that is we have to talk to a bloke who will no longer be playing with the armour on. He'll be just doing the rest, doing what we've been doing for the majority of our lives, and that is sitting there and watching. And the great Harry Taylor, and I say that absolutely advisedly, the great Harry Taylor has been an incredible player over about whatever, I'm not sure, 15 years, I'll just pick a figure. Multiple premiership player, great state player when it was on, international rules. He did the whole darn lot, and he joins us on the line. The boy who grew up over in the West and came to the west coast of Victoria and became a household name, joins us on the line in retirement. Welcome to you, Hoach.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Thanks, Sam. It's good to be having a chat, boys.
So, you're back in Geraldton. Are you feeling the lure of the home turf, or are you just there seeing mum and dad ready to get back to the West Coast?
I'm going to spend a little bit of time over here, Jared. That's the sort of plan we've come up with. A bit closer to mum and dad and, other friends and family. So, we thought spend a bit of time over here and see how much we like it, if we enjoy it. Obviously great for our kids to be able to spend some time with their grandparents and a good sort of chance to unwind from, a pretty hectic lifestyle as an AFL footballer.
Well, you're a legend of the code and you go back. What's it like walking the streets of Gero these days? I spent my 30th anniversary walking a couple of days on the streets of Geraldton before I went out to the Abrolhos Islands with my old mate Dale Wheatley. How's the signature repetition? Is it you're still as big as ever?
Oh, Geelong aren't a lot of Geelong jumpers getting around, Jared. That's one thing I've noticed. There's a lot of blue and white and a fair bit of purple, but yep. Geelong don't feature too heavily, so I guess a lot of people do know who I am from the Midwest. Obviously, Josh Kennedy, myself, and Patrick Cripps have, got a little bit of notoriety, if you like, from being born and bred here. But, yeah, to be honest, most people in Geraldton are like most country people, pretty laid back. Don't worry too much about what you've done in life and how you did it. Just as long as you're a good bloke, you're going to get somewhere.
Kennedy, Cripps and Taylor.
Not a bad
three-man spine.
There's a few others too. A couple of Indigenous players from that particular era. I was talking to a few of the locals. Name escaped me at the present time, but I remember thinking, gee, they're good. That's a good pedigree.
Yeah, Paddy Ryder's probably one.
Yeah, Paddy Ryder.
Indigenous background. He's had a great career. He's from this neck of the woods. Jamie Cripps is another. Obviously going pretty well at West Coast. And Jack Carroll was a young guy that just got drafted to Carlton this year, picked 42, I believe. So, exciting to see how he sort of fares over the next few years.
Harry, footy players often tell us, particularly during the season, there's not much time for reflection. You're not only a Cats great now that you'll be remembered as, but also an AFL Life member. How's that to reflect on?
Yeah, it's something I'm really proud of, Sam. I remember writing down a few goals pretty early on in my career, and I wrote down 150 games because at the time that was life membership of the Geelong Cats. And obviously being young, I wasn't a life member of anything, but I always saw that as a great sign of loyalty, great sign of hard work, and I guess associated those two things together. So wanted to become a life member of the Geelong Cats, which I was fortunate enough to do a few years ago. And now to be a life member of the AFL is something that I'm very, very proud of.
Reflect on the last couple of years, so close to another flag, Harry. Was there any sort of lure to go one more year, given you've gone big at the draft?
Probably a little bit. What I wasn't doing was letting the grand final result decide my future. Whether we won or lost, I didn't really want to factor that into the decision. And I said that the year before, and I was trying to really believe in that again this year. So yes, it would have been amazing to win, and would have been fantastic for, reward for all the hard work we'd done. But I wasn't going to let that decide on whether it was a good decision to keep going or not. I just wanted to trust my body, trust my mind and the people close to me to help guide that decision rather than the result that had just happened.
Lots been made of the new recruits, Cameron, Smith and Higgins. But as we get closer to footy actually being back, I think people are going to talk a lot about how the forward line, and particularly those two of Cameron and Hawkins, are going to play together. Now, you've played a lot as a backman, you've spent time as a forward, Harry. How do you think that's going to work? And how would you, as sort of the captain of a defensive unit, try to stop them?
Yeah, it's exciting. That's one thing, you know, that is great. As a Geelong fan and a Geelong sort of supporter now, it's going to be really exciting to see how it all comes together. Clearly, it comes with some expectation, but knowing the guys down there, they will really embrace that and accept that as part of, you know, being an elite sports team and an elite sports person. So one thing, having played obviously on Hawke for a majority of my career on the ground, on training grounds, and then Jeremy Cameron from a large part of his career, they are very different players. Hawke, for a guy who's so big, has probably got some of the best footwork of any of the players that I play on, whereas Jeremy Cameron's just got a great work ethic in terms of how he can roam around the ground, very courageous, and is a very, you know, very different player to most other forwards that you play on. Maybe, obviously, Buddy Franklin's very different, but he's got that sort of trick bag in some ways, albeit a little bit different, but just a bit unpredictable in what he does, and that makes him difficult to play on.
Jared, do you think Cameron will spend further time or more time further away from goal at Geelong than he did at GWS?
I don't think so. I think they'll just have him as an inside 50 player that can go up the ground like he did. I mean, everybody plays up the ground. Even the Hawk goes up the ground. We'd like to see him go.
Less so.
Say, stay a bit closer to goal. In fact, wouldn't it be fantastic if Steve Hocking, the mad scientist, actually determined that maybe we need to have a couple of people stay inside
zones.
The forward 50.
Zones.
Get a little bit of zone
action going.
I can't believe you brought
that. Hang on. January 18, the Z word is back out.
A little bit of restriction on those blokes so you don't have to all run like midfielders, Big H.
Yeah, or maybe with the rule change, 75 interchange cap, that potentially might see a little bit more of it. I dare say, you know, Hawk isn't probably going to rotate much this year and perhaps Cameron the same. So, yeah, maybe he'll just see guys stay a little bit more deeper to goal. I know Paddy Dangerfield does it for us very well, and Dustin Martin, obviously, from Richmond. So there's plenty of guys that can do it, and if they can empty out, who knows? It's going to be exciting to watch either way.
Any thoughts of coaching, Harry?
I'm doing my Level 3 coaching course this year, so that's one thing I'm certainly passionate about. I think to become a really good coach, you probably need to spend a little bit of time away from the game, perhaps at local level or state level, just to get a feel for how things work and probably work with some players that might not necessarily be as motivated as what players are at AFL level. You know, it's a little bit easier when you're getting paid and you've got people who pretty well can sack you if you don't turn up to training at AFL level compared to when you're running around in the GNFL or the Geelong Football League, the Bellarine Football League, when you've got to do a day's work then turn up. Not quite as easy. So I guess your coaching skills and repertoire becomes a little bit more diverse.
I went to the local yacht club for dinner a couple of weeks ago, and a good mate of mine, as I said...
The Royal Brighton Yacht Club.
It was a Royal Brighton Yacht Club.
Next to the beautiful dog beach down there.
And on the menu was Geraldton crayfish.
Is that right?
And Dale Wheatley rang me, I've told you this story before, 2 Decembers ago to say, stay tuned, we're in for a worldwide recession. China have just knocked all our crayfish on the head. And that's where I first heard about it, over in Geraldton. And it's amazing that all of a sudden we're the winners out of it in some respects, because Geraldton crayfish usually gets flown up to China at about $80 to $100 a kilo. And right now we're enjoying it, Harry. So it must be pretty cheap in Geraldton itself. You'd be having it on your Sangers.
Yeah, we give it to the cat and the dog at the moment. It's not quite as delicate as it usually is, which is a bit unfortunate for some of the cray fishermen. But, you know, the cray factory or the co-op, as they're called, did a great job over the Christmas period, signing deals with, I think it was Coles or Woolworth, to get the product out in Australia. And it's fantastic that, you know, more people are to eat it, because generally, like you said, Jared, it's $80 to $100 a kilo, and you know that's hard to justify. So the fact that you can get them for $20 each at your local supermarket's fantastic for people to try them and see what they're like.
You ever been out to the islands? Because you could do a podcast, you could do a 4 or 5 series podcast.
I reckon you asked
on the history.
H about the islands last time he was on.
I might have, Harry, did I?
Yeah, oh, mate, that's my second home out there. Yeah. I absolutely love the place. It's,
which is your favourite spot? Unique. Which are the islands?
I like the Wallaby group. Yep. So there's four groups. The Wallaby groups,
the
one
rats.
Where the Batavia, the famous ship sunk. And yep. I just love going out there. And it's a world in itself. There's so much unique, animals, bird life, the whole lot. It's a phenomenal place. And highly recommend getting out there if you ever are over this side of Australia.
My understanding is that the rights to the movie of the Batavia have been bought by a famous Australian Hollywood superstar, and he's setting up a big movie factory to film the whole shooting match.
Yeah, that's right. Russell Crowe, I think, is the man you're alluding to. I'm pretty sure he's bought Peter Fitzsimmons' sort of book, who wrote a great story about the Batavia. And, yeah, I mean, it'd be a hell of a story. It's Australia's biggest massacre.
Yep.
You know, that probably doesn't get spoken about or talked about all that much. But, yeah, obviously a very tragic story, but a very significant story, certainly in the WA or the Midwest area for sure.
It took the old saying about eating your own to a new level over there.
Yeah, it did, that's for sure.
Harry, great to have you on board. We may get together and do a podcast on the Batavia and the Abrolhos Islands at some stage, but more importantly, just wanted to recognise your great performance and look forward to chatting you through the year as a retired champion, because that's what you were.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks very much for your support over my career, and love to keep having a chat whenever you're free.
Okay, on the way out, just a quick share tip.
Share tips at the moment. Gee, there's a few good ones, but I really hope if you've got Afterpay way back in March.
Oh, come on.
That's not a tip.
Oh, get him off. That's unbelievable.
That's like saying Richmond a flag's favourite for the flag.
Yeah, but look, $9 in March, if you saw that they were going to get $132, you've done pretty well.
Oh, Harry Taylor there.
He's going to buy Western Australia.
Yeah, the great premiership star with the Cats, 280 games, and now
he's giving us
$9 into 100 after pay. Harry joined us for Club Mandalay, the must-play golf course in Melbourne's north. More sports after this.